This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret, as you know, behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. And that's a whole lot of improved sleep. Fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed. It's the holy grail. It's what you're looking for. Get up to 40% off at shopbeam.com/PDB and use the code PDB. It's Thursday, 25 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, we'll provide an update on the chaotic anti-Israel demonstrations currently engulfing college campuses across America, as well as take a look at who may be funding and organizing these protests. Also, tensions continue to flare on NATO's eastern flank with Russia as the Putin regime moves nuclear-capable missile systems to its border with Finland. But first, our afternoon spotlight. Anti-Israel demonstrations continue to spread across America's elite college campuses this week, and I promise I'm going to stop calling them elite here sometime soon, as reports begin to emerge, shedding light on just who may be funding the chaos. As we've been covering this week on the show, pro-Palestinian activists and agitators have virtually taken over on at least 20 college campuses across the U.S., including Columbia, Harvard, Brown, the University of Michigan, MIT, and the University of Southern California, to name just a few. Many of the groups trade in anti-Semitic slurs, and members of the Jewish community have lost faith in their administrators' ability to keep them safe from the apparent proliferating culture of hate. The anti-Semitic tinge of the protests, which were timed to align with the start of the Jewish holiday of Passover, has led to denunciations from local leaders, federal lawmakers, and President Biden. The protests have even caught the attention of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who compared them on Thursday to the anti-Semitism seen in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. Netanyahu said, quote, "They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculties. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable, and it has to be stopped," end quote. As we discussed earlier this week, Columbia became a focal point for pro-Palestinian groups after more than 100 students were arrested last Thursday for setting up an unauthorized encampment. The event seems to have inspired groups throughout the country to take up the cause, because, as you know, nothing inspires a pack of gormless young people to take up a cause like anti-Semitism. And when you combine it with the opportunity to set up an illegal encampment, well, that's certainly more exciting than going to class and learning something. As of Wednesday, officials at Columbia University said they'd reached a tentative agreement with the student protesters to take down most of their tents. However, the protest will reportedly continue. Elsewhere, tensions have only been escalating. Officials shut down the campus and police arrested 93 protesters at the University of Southern California Thursday morning, and they were reportedly pushing back against police and engaging in vandalism. More than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested Wednesday evening at Emerson College after protests got out of hand. Meanwhile, encampments continue to pop up at schools throughout the country, from Princeton and Yale to the University of Texas in Austin. Of course, if it's happening in Texas, it would have to be in Austin. In what should serve as a wake-up call to the student activists mimicking the language of Hamas, the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, tweeted his support on Wednesday for the American protesters, along with a picture of demonstrators waving Hezbollah's flag in the streets of New York City. He argued that while Western governments categorize Iranian proxies as terrorist groups, the American people clearly disagree, do we? This is the kind of propaganda win that most despots only dream of receiving from their adversaries. And you know what? Here's a pro tip. When the supreme leader of the world's number one sponsor of state terrorism, not to mention a real leader in the oppression and suppression of women and basic human rights and civil liberties, when that individual praises your actions, you might want to rethink where you stand in life. Notably, one thing that has caught many observers' eyes has been the similarities between these seemingly organic protests. Well, reports are now emerging that signal a vast network of pro-Palestinian organizations that have been coordinating student protests across the country. While most of these groups are relatively small, at least some of their funding appears to come from the same sources, namely George Soros's Open Society Foundation and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, according to the Wall Street Journal and a report by News Nation. Specifically, the foundations have given money to groups such as Education for Just Peace in the Middle East, which in turn gives grants to students to participate in pro-Palestinian activism on campus. A broader picture of how these protests are funded and coordinated remains unclear, at least for now. But it gives you an idea of what the behind-the-scenes machinations may look like. More disturbingly, Jonathan Schanzer, a former Treasury Department official, has warned that the protests are being cultivated by potentially dangerous groups linked to foreign terrorism. He told News Nation, quote, "They're extremely organized. Individuals who previously worked for Hamas charities are now a driving force behind the large pro-Hamas demonstrations taking place in major cities across America. They are cultivated by groups that have an axe to grind," end quote. Schanzer further warned that these groups are actively, quote, "providing training, talking points, materials, and financial support to students intimidating and threatening Jewish and pro-Israel students on college campuses," end quote. Now, he's called on Congress to thoroughly investigate any potential ties between the protests and foreign terrorist groups. Yeah, that seems like a good idea. Now, if we had an inquisitive and curious national media in the U.S., well, we could count on some intrepid journalists to dig into this aspect of the protests. But good luck with that. Coming up after the break, we'll take a look at a disturbing development on NATO's eastern flank as the Putin regime moves nuclear-capable missile systems to its border with Finland. I'll be right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Baker. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BAKER.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. Some disturbing news out of Russia. Moscow has decided to further militarize its border with Finland, moving nuclear-capable missile systems to within a few miles of the newly installed NATO nation. According to reports from the Kremlin-friendly newspaper Izvestia, Moscow has deployed a brigade of Iskander M missile launchers to the newly formed Leningrad military district right on the Finnish border. Capable of striking targets up to 500 kilometers away, the missiles are built to carry either conventional or nuclear warheads. They're fast and accurate, reaching speeds of 7 times the speed of sound, each missile is able to strike targets with accuracy, reportedly within around 100 feet. Most recently, these missiles have been effectively used to damage and destroy Ukrainian infrastructure. The newspaper report quoted an ex-commander of Russia's Baltic Fleet, who said the decision to deploy the missiles was a direct result of Finland's accession to NATO back in April of last year. While the prospect of these missiles on the Finnish border might appear frightening at first glance, which of course is Moscow's goal, it's also being met with some derision because tactically, it doesn't appear to make much sense. In a post to X, the former director of the Finnish Military Intelligence Agency wrote, quote, "Of course, it's none of my business, but operationally it seems absurd to bring missile systems with such a long range closer to our border. They make easy targets for us," end quote. Now, Finland's 830-mile border with Russia has become a point of contention since the start of the Ukraine war, and the move is part of an ongoing campaign by Russia to destabilize its neighbor. Late last year, Finland indefinitely closed all its border crossings amid a growing number of arrivals who lacked the paperwork to enter the European Union. The Finnish government has accused Moscow of weaponizing immigration by funneling thousands of migrants to the border, including many from countries like Yemen, Syria, and Somalia, something that Helsinki sees as a threat to its internal security. Finland is currently building a fence along major stretches of its border and increasing patrols. So somebody in Finland thinks that a border wall works. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Thursday, 25 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And if you want to listen to the show ad-free, be sure to check out our premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.